Using public amenities. We use them every day. We think they are must-haves. Bicycles, scooters, motorbikes. However, today we are not going to talk about technology. These valuable means of transport may be obstacles for sight-impaired or blind people. We pass these devices on the pavements, corridors and stairs parked on tactile paving. Remember, this is not a decoration. Tactile paving is for sight-impaired or blind people. Before we go on to talk about it, let's realize who is a sight-impaired person and who is blind. Blind people are not able to know the world around them by seeing, while sight-impaired people may be able to see the basic differences between light and darkness. They may also see the overall shape of an object. And now think, how many times have you parked a bicycle in any place without thinking how much space was left for passers-by? Or have you ever left a rented scooter right in the middle of the pavement? I bet it's happened at least once. And now, have you ever thought about the consequences of such behaviors? Public space is for everyone, so respect some rules to be able to use it. In such cities as Poznań, there is tactile paving almost everywhere. These are special convex lines which show a blind or sight-impaired person the way between important places in the city, such as stations, public offices, or tourist attractions. Although these lines are becoming quite common for urban planners, there is still a lot of work to be done. Tactile paving is supposed to warn people against potential dangers, which are mostly recognized by sight. For example, crossroads, pedestrians' crossings, or a platform's edge. These long lines are called leading elements. All the other convex elements are called warning signs. Now, think for a while about such infrastructure. Have you noticed that the leading elements are made of metal inside and are rugged outside? Why? It is easy. Metal lines or warning signs are slippery when it rains or snows, which may lead to many accidents for each of us. And their primary aim is to help, not harm. Such a path must also lead somewhere. It cannot stop suddenly. It cannot lead to an unimportant place either. Otherwise, it can become a labyrinth. What is more, it is important not to have too many different structural components near the path, because it is difficult to recognize leading elements from a decorative pavement. Marking the tactile paving and its environment in a standardized way is obligatory. That is why each renovated or new pavement looks the same. Therefore, now we all have to realize one thing. Do not block the tactile paving with so-called swing signs, cars, bicycles, suitcases, at the railway station, or your own body. Not every situation like this seems obvious for everyone, so just remember not to block it. It is troublesome for everyone when there is an obstacle on the only way somewhere. Remember to look down and avoid the tactile infrastructure, because it is quite easy to destroy or deform it. Mentioned above, tactile paving simplifies getting to know the world and moving from one place to another. So, one more time, remember not to block the access to it in any way. Leaving anything there, we jeopardize almost everybody. Scooters are the most dangerous obstacles because they are relatively small, and which is even worse, when you touch them accidentally, an alarm for unauthorized appropriation goes off. So, one more time, when you park your car, do not block the passage. Just in Poznań, there are some areas excluded from an opportunity of leaving electric scooters. One of them is the Polish Association of the Blind on Niepodległości Avenue. Park your scooter at the edge of the pavement or close to the bicycle stand. Such a gesture will be appreciated not only by the blind but by everybody else. By the way, the aesthetic side of the neighborhood is also worth considering. Let's now go on to the next aspect of using electric scooters. First of all, do not forget that the maximum speed limit for scooters is 20 km per hour. But when using the pavement, we are obliged to adjust to the speed of a pedestrian. According to the statistics presented by the Daily Telegraph on the 30th of September 2020, based on the data from Transport Department, there were 60 people injured in accidents caused by scooters in Great Britain. And remember that 2020 was a year of the lockdown. The number may seem low, but scooters are supposed to be a safe means of transportation. However, using electric scooters makes us almost inaudible, and we move very fast. That means the effects of a potential accident may be much more dangerous for us and the pedestrians. Let's continue talking about using public space together and think how blind and vision-impaired people find information on an everyday basis. More and more often they are able to move around on their own and learn by themselves what is around them. Little boards with descriptions in Braille's alphabet are found next to the entrances, on the corridors, or next to the city plans. They allow people with disabilities to be independent. Another method to make everyday easier for vision-impaired people is underprint. Underprint is a traditional print where letters are enlarged, have wider spaces between them, sans serif. Such underprint can be found under the Braille's print. The connection of these two methods is called a transparent print. Such solutions are used in adaptation of typographics, similar to a relief. The picture is first graphically flattened and, due to that, seen by vision-impaired people. Then the print becomes convex, so blind people can read it too. However, carelessness, such as sticking the chewing gum on it, may make it more difficult to read and is really unpleasant. Living in a community requires from us understanding and respect for each other. I hope that today's podcast helped us with it. It was supposed to make us more sensitive and to show us what the world seems to be when we cannot see everything at the first sight. I would like to thank the Małopolski Institute of Culture, which runs the website kulturawrażliwa.pl. There are a lot of gripping texts presenting topics we discuss in our podcasts. And now some words to repeat. Convex, wypukły. Tactile paving, nawierzchnia dotykowa. Vision or sight impaired, z zaburzeniami wzroku. Underprint, poddruk. Grip, utrzymywać przyczepność.